So how did Barry distinguish this new strategy from the agency's past attempts at modernizing that retirement system?
The past attempts, by and large, had looked at technology and tried to do a wholesale modernization of the tech that OPM had to run retirement systems. And Barry said this time, to be honest, he has a frozen budget and he just can't afford to do that. So in a way, this new strategy is born out of necessity.
The preference would be if we could grab an automated IT solution, but for the short term, one doesn't exist. And so, I have increasing numbers and less people. I just need to get the bodies back, get them trained to get us through the next few years until we can get more IT solutions up and running that will be accurate and improve the service and to handle the volume load.
Now, yesterday at the hearing, OPM's Inspector General, the Government Accountability, also testified. Do they believe OPM's moving in the right direction?
Yes, by and large, everybody was at consensus. I mean, OPM strategy focuses on, first and foremost, getting people on the ground doing things with pencil and paper. And they said, this is necessary right now, but not a long-term solution. And then taking that technology and trying to modernize one itty-bitty piece at a time. So they supported that. I mean, GAO, Valerie Melvin, she's the director of the IT issues there. And she said, this is really going to depend on leadership. So, Director Barry, you're saying it's your top priority this year. Okay, it has to be consistent like that. And you have to be able to monitor progress, because all throughout these years, what she's been looking at OPM, she's saying that their IT management deficit, she calls it a deficit, it's, quote, very extreme. OPM has not been able to manage these technology programs. And then there's the technology itself. And Inspector General Patrick McFarland described that.
They use over 80 different information systems, 80, that interface with approximately 400 other internal and external systems. They work with antiquated equipment that have about 3 million lines of custom programming. Now, up till a few hours ago, I didn't know what custom programming was. But it's 3 million lines means 3 million lines of code. This means that the retirement IT systems are very carefully and specifically customized to the government's needs. It also means that it is very hard to fix something because you have to locate the one line of code out of those 3 million lines.
And that's Inspector General Patrick McFarland of OPM. And we are speaking with reporter Emily Kopp. Now, this is not the first time that OPM has been taken to task for failing on this whole tech thing. The relaunch of USA Jobs, remember that one? That was not so good. Did that come up at the hearing?
It did not. And I was actually surprised, because there was a hearing about USA Jobs just last November in the House, but perhaps this shows a little bit of the disconnect between the Senate and the House. But again, a similar issue, OPM tackling a major technology program, and lots of controversy over that. But here at this hearing, lawmakers were at first skeptical, but over, by and large, again, sort of supportive. Subcommittee Chairman Daniel Kaka said after the hearing that he had been concerned because of the agency's poor history.
Their strategic plan, we've learned from their testimony, is a good one, and the case now is to make it timely. The hearing, we hope, will bring pressure to that improvement, and I think the plans are that the improvement should come relatively soon.
And other senators, for example, Republican Ron Johnson of Wisconsin, at first they were asking OPM, why can't you just modernize the system? The private sector has done this for years. What's so hard about it? But as the hearing went along, and Director Barry explained, there are 500 regulations and laws governing retirement of all sorts of people within the federal government, Johnson said, I'm beginning to see your quandary. So by and large, at the end, they understood the quagmire that OPM is in.
And that's been part of the problem that OPM has always faced. This idea that it's not you can just pull something off the commercial shelf and use it. It's so complicated. Now, we hear a lot from retirees complaining that they can't get answers from OPM about their claims. Was customer service, did that come up at the hearing?
Yeah, it did in a big way. Virginia Senator Mark Warner, he's not even part of the subcommittee, but he felt that this issue was important to him in the state of Virginia, so he wanted to sit in, and he did. He says he hears from these retirees all the time. He had charts to prove it. He talked about receiving a call from one woman who waited 17 months to get benefits. By and large, that's not average, but it does happen. And he said that there was another woman from Colorado.
This woman was getting 50% for 12 months. She finally got so frustrated with the bureaucracy, got in her car and drove here,
yeah,
demanding answers. Now, that is just not the level of customer service, government service. This accentuates all of the kind of worst images of federal government performance.
So he said at the end he wants OPM to communicate more with retirees so that they know, even if they're not getting those final payments, what stage their payments are in. OPM is ramping up its customer service support. It's trying to take adjudicators off of customer service so that they can process cases, because, in fact, one of the reasons why there is a backlog and OPM is so slow is that these people who are supposed to be processing claims are actually answering phones, meaning that only about 30 to 40% of their time is spent processing claims. They're only getting about 3 to 4 done a day.
All right, so they're expediting and answering the phone. What can we expect now as they get forward with this new strategy and hiring all those new people to handle the paperwork?
Well, first, Barry promised Congress that he was going to report to them monthly on exactly what's happening with this backlog. He says that new retirees as well should begin interim payments of about 80% of their final payment, so no more these 50% or less, like that woman from Colorado. And OPM is immediately, they're hiring and training staff. They're hoping to ramp up to 2008 levels, the staffing of 2008 this year. And they said they'll be at full speed in about a year.
I also don't want to mislead the committee. I don't have a magic wand that this is hard work. This is paper and pencil processing. The first IT task we've got to do is just replace those antiquated systems. If those systems fail right now with the code that the IG mentioned, it will blow a hole in my strategic plan. I have to be honest.